Okay, welcome to the Melbourne Parish Council Maintenance Committee meeting of the 20th of February 2020. Perhaps I should begin by marking the passing of Rosemary Gatwood, whose funeral it was yesterday, who was a co-op member of this committee. I'm sure we're very sad about that. I don't know, I guess some people, I wasn't able to go to the funeral, but I guess we'll have to go. Yeah.
So, I'm going to say I'm very disappointed. There weren't any parish council representatives there.
I was sitting two rows behind you.
And I was there too, Mark.
There were two councillors.
Oh, really?
I was sitting two rows behind you, yeah.
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 So you left before I did.
I had something to attend to.
And Claire was there as well.
Yeah.
And I believe Ian Cowley was there because he was bell ringing.
Yes, he was.
So he was there as well. So the parish was represented.
Yeah.
Okay.
The church was very full.
You may not know Ian Cowley.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
So I didn't see you then.
We were sitting over on the.
Yeah, because it was a full church.
So. I was there for personal reasons, but anyway. Anyway, so Rosemary was a long-term parish councillor, parish council chair. I think she represented various conservation committees and so forth in the past. Okay. Moving on to the agenda then. The first item is MA101, to receive and approve apologies for absence. What do we have?
I don't think I've received any, Claire. Did you?
No. I don't think we've received any.
I do have an item to report under this agenda item, no, by any chair. And that is to report that Councillor Wilson is now formally no longer a member of this committee.
Okay. Is that something that has been agreed with him, or is it just because of his failure to attend?
Yeah, it's because of his, well, failure perhaps isn't the right word, yeah, because we all knew from the outset.
He finds it really hard to get to meetings because of his work commitments.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But the six-month rule has been invoked.
Okay.
So,
we have all of those members, parish council members who are members of this committee, are here today.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good, but we're a very fragile group. We need somebody else for it.
Is there any move to try and encourage other councillors? Because as you say, we've only got one of you three away, and we can't be meeting. So has there been any move to encourage other councillors to join?
We should do that.
Other councillors have in the past expressed the desire to come onto this committee. The issue is daytime meetings.
Mm. Maybe we could just raise that at Monday's meeting. I'll just raise it under AOB sort of thing on the full council meeting. Just ask if anybody would like to consider it. Mm. I'll just raise it up.
Yes, what would be the most appropriate way do you feel is doing it?
Email. Just email that to all councillors saying that we really need a fourth.
Yeah, so without picking us up, this is an important
I'll send an email when I get home.
A lot of the practical stuff that the parish council has to do goes through this committee, so it needs to operate.
Yeah.
If you compare the agenda numbers on the maintenance committee to those on the full council agendas, you will see that the maintenance committee has done more things than the full council has.
I'll send an email when I get home.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So moving on then to item MA 102.19, which is to receive declarations of interest and dispensations. Have there been any?
No.
Okay, so item MA 103.19, to approve the minutes of the Maintenance Committee meeting held on the 23rd of January 2020. Have there been any comments that have not been included?
No, nothing's come my way.
No.
Right, can I have someone to propose acceptance of the minutes of the 20th and 3rd of January? Councillor Barnes, somebody to second? Councillor Clark? All carried unanimously. Okay.
Can I just say, I might have to go early.
Okay.
So if there are things that need voting.
Right, okay. Well, let's see how we go. How early is early, Beck?
Something like 10:45, so it might be, we might be done by then anyway.
Should be done by then, I think. Okay. Thank you. Right. Item MA10419, public participation. We have no members of the public, and so we will move on from that item to MA10519, which is finance matters. Clark has circulated the finance details to date to be prepared by the IFO.
I have one comment to offer, Chair, if I may, on the finance report, and that is to inform committee that we are going to go over budget this year on tree work. We have no choice, the trees needed work done. But once the invoice for the replacement of plum trees in the churchyard is paid, we will go over budget. So that means I have to go and report that to full council at an appropriate meeting for ratification, but if necessary. The budget for tree work next year is higher, so you should be okay.
Right, okay. That's been agreed with the RFO in advance, I take it. Okay. The RFO report is, however, generally positive. Top comment being, at 10-month stage, the maintenance spend in total looks reasonable and expected to stay within the budget overall. There are some ups and downs, but there are more savings than there are overspend. So although that's an overspend, I guess we'll still come in under budget.
Yes, I always expect so.
Yeah. Okay. Duly noted. Right. Item MA10619, conservation matters. Item A, which is to consider the latest hydrology report, which there are two.
Yeah, we have the January one arrived as well. So I've got them both in.
So I don't know, has anyone got comments on those? I mean, I don't know, Mr. and Mrs. Briley, do you have any comments to make?
Well, it's good to see the river flowing again.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. But if you read the reports, this area is still
drier
than elsewhere.
Yes,
it would take a long time for the aquifers to...
Although it is going in the right direction.
Well, yes, but I think, you know, they're going to have more of these episodes where it will dry out. But I mean, the good news is we are seeing trout in the river, so this end. And and it's flowing in Stockbridge, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, they do some predictive models in their report, which are optimistic, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they're looking optimistic about water levels in general as you go into the middle of the year, which is good.
I will also report that the letter to the Bury requesting access along with the Environment Agency has now been sent a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. So we're waiting on the reply for that.
Okay. Yeah, so we're still waiting to hear from the Environment Agency regarding their position on the extension of the pipe.
Right.
So, not heard anything.
While we're on that subject then, how was that advice sought? Did you call them or
emailed
them?
Yes.
And they've acknowledged
and said that, and they've acknowledged again that it's just, I think for the EA at the moment, you know, even if we're drier down here, they've got other things on their mind rather than that. So I think, you know, happy to leave it for a little while before we sort of approach them again. And it'll be useful if we've had a response from the owner of the Bury as well.
Yes, because the letter that went to the Bury made it clear that this was just a range-finding survey, really, that the environmental agency would be on their property with their permission just to work out whether or not it was possible and presumably end up with some sort of cost down.
Yeah, so it's really just
feasibility and rough costs.
Yeah, because I mean at the minute we're talking land, don't we? Because we've not seen the site, so it might be that, you know, you get there and it's just not a possibility, you know, you just see it from the geography, but until we're there, we don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Fine, so MA106 Conservation Matters B then, to receive an update on the Stockbridge Meadows boardwalk.
Thank you, yes. Progress has been made in as much as I am now in contact with the architect stroke builder that was recommended to us by Councillor Wilson. I'm planning on meeting with him next week in an effort to understand exactly what services he can offer. And I was wondering if the chair of the committee might join me.
Yes, what was the date again?
I haven't got one yet.
Okay.
I was going to have a chat with you after the meeting about availability.
Well, absolutely would, yes, please.
So, I'm going to meet with this chap, find out. There was a suggestion that he may be able to design a boardwalk for us for free.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to explore that avenue. But I do think we should be prepared to pay for a design as well.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we will feel obligated to use him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a scoping meeting really to find out what sort of designs he can do, how he can build it, what it's going to cost, etc. Once I've got a design or maybe a range of designs and some costings, I'll bring all of that back to committee for a decision to be made on which one we want, and then we set about raising the money. So I would hope that we are seriously into fundraising efforts by April of this year, and then all being well, and we all love ideal worlds, don't we? But all being well, I think we could probably have a boardwalk in the summer.
Mm.
That would be good, because there's definite paths through all the reed beds now, because people really want to be down by.
Yeah, it's a sort of focus and a destination.
Yeah.
So expect boardwalk related agenda items in the March meeting.
Okay. So just a comment on that would be that I would like there to be some sort of public participation or consultation in that sequence of events, so that when we get designs, a design or designs, there is an opportunity somehow to present it to the public or make it available to the public to look at and comment on.
Yeah.
While we're on Stockbridge Meadows, at the end of the boardwalk, there's a willow tree, and it is leaning towards the boardwalk. It's not on Stockbridge Meadows or Parish Council land, it's on the opposite side of the river, but it is leaning towards the boardwalk.
Does it look dangerous to you, Les?
I think it might be an idea to get somebody to look at it, to get a sector for a professional opinion on it. I would hate for a new boardwalk to be built and then
it would be crushed by a willow tree
in the next hour.
Where are we in terms of our rights when the riparian owner is not on parish council land like this? Do we have any rights to your sort of experts on this?
It depends who owns the tree and who owns the land that's on the tree. That's the first question.
Do we know who owns the land?
No.
I think it's part of the parish deal, isn't it?
It's the safety aspect as well. You're asking the public to walk down the boardwalk and look at the river.
Yeah.
And there's this tree.
Mm. It does look as if it's got a bit more of a tilt on it than when we saw it before. So you think it's part of the burying?
That field is still, I think he owns the whole land up to the river. Although he keeps it fenced off and he has cattle in it, I'm pretty sure that's his name.
No, this is on the other side of the river.
Yeah, well, I think that in the field.
Right on the bank of the river.
Yeah, that is. I'm fairly sure that's still run by the ferry, that field. I think it comes right up to the.
From a safety aspect, I think it would be good for somebody professional to look at it.
Get our guys out.
We can't instruct our contractors to go onto private property.
No, but I'm wondering if there was a different route, which would be to ask our tame tree person to go and have a look at it and give us a view.
You could probably see quite a lot from our side of the room.
Would he need to get to the actual tree to do that?
Not initially, wouldn't
have thought. No, he could stand on the bank and look at it and give a professional opinion as to whether it's.
Because if it is dangerous, then
we need to write to the owner.
We should take steps to try and get the owner to deal with it.
Okay, so I recommend we get Ian Lawman to have a look at it there.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Could you ask the water authorities? River authorities?
Well, I think the tree is on somebody's land, then it's the owner's responsibility.
Yeah, it's on the bank.
It's on their riverbank, I think, right, so, yeah.
Belongs to them.
Okay, we're agreed then, so we'll get somebody to look at it and give us a view.
Yes, I think probably James.
James
or Ian.
Yeah.
If we're going to get Ian Norman out of my school, we've got a lot of trees. But, so I think just James, if it's just my
trees. Yeah.
Right, so you can just get shy for the
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Item MA106C. To consider a quotation for Roland Wildflower Area and adjacent meadows.
So, over the course of this meeting, you'll be looking at a number of quotes from Hearts and Cams. He's put them all onto two bits of paper, so you'll be referring back to them. This was a request that originally came from the wardens, who suggested that the wildflower area be rolled. When Justin went to do the quote, he commented that the small meadow area adjacent to it could also do with the roll, and he's offered us a slightly discounted price if we haven't both done. So 110 for the one or 170 for both.
Could somebody explain to me, being ignorant, what will this achieve?
At the moment, the wildfly meadow particularly, we have two problems. We have problems with, there's quite a lot of ant hills and rabbits to get up. And when I cut the, I use the scythe, my scythe mode.
Yeah.
And I end up it just keeps digging into mole hills and it's like the surface of the moon. The rabbits dig all the roots up and everything else. So
it's to facilitate the easier cutting,
yeah.
Have we agreed this is a sensible thing to do?
Makes sense.
Okay. Do you agree that the adjacent area is...
Yeah, I think that's... We do have so much trouble over there with rabbits, and there's rabbit scrapes and things like that, which are... You know, people can sprain ankles in them and things like that. So, I mean, for me, we didn't initially, but for that extra money, looking at it now, it's probably a good time to do it. Because obviously, if we had to do it again in the future, we're going to be charged extra. So, for the extra 60, I just can't see any point in not having them both done.
Okay. If we're agreed, then can I have someone to propose we accept the quote for the larger amount, which is 170 plus VAT, to roll both areas? That's proposed by Councillor Clark. Seconded by Councillor Barnes, carried unanimously.
Could I just ask that that's done as soon as possible, obviously before the wildflowers start to grow?
Okay. Right, moving on then to MA106-19D. To receive the Parish Council's newly adopted environmental policy.
So no action required on this, although there is a copy in everybody's agenda bag. Okay. It's just that this committee is the committee that's more likely to be embarking on green initiatives compared to any of the other committees of the council. So it is an agenda item today, purely so it can be in the minutes that the committee have seen the policy. If anyone has any questions, then feel free to ask. But this is a bureaucratic exercise.
Yeah, so it was an attempt by the Parish Council to, as it were, set out its stall on environmental matters. And I mean, I would, since the people on this committee have got perhaps a closer interest in this than some others, then I would encourage, I mean, we would really, if there's things that we're missing in this policy or you would like to happen as a result of it, then please shout. Keen to burnish our green credentials. Okay. Any other items? 106E, to receive any other updates and consider actions under conservation. Yes?
I think it might be in one of the actions anyway, but that we, if you remember right, it was agreed that we could replace apple trees in Stockbridge Meadows. We have received the trees, although they've been let down a bit. I don't expect it more fault. We had a selection of apple trees and plum trees in that, but as it happens this year, there's no plum trees. So all we have received from Fillmore's is 10 apple trees, which we asked for. So we have now got the trees, and Maureen and Les, if you remember, are going to organise the planting of these trees with the Yorkshire mapping.
Yeah.
So if you've got any, you're going to write a list of what it is.
Yeah, well, we're going to need some materials to do it, it's for the protection of the trees, really.
Yeah. What about soil and do you need any soil to plant?
No,
that's fairly good over it's, there.
Yeah, we met on Monday, didn't we? We had a look at the site and talked about how we were, you know, going to plant them and everything like that. And I mean, with the rabbit problem, we really do need rabbit netting, and we need the post to wrap it round and staples, that sort of thing. And we're looking at. I tried to get hold of the community person, but James. So that's on my list to do. But we're looking at sort of like the last 2 weeks in March, sometime have a day when we'll get hopefully about 6 or 8 volunteers to come out and help us put the trees in and do the protection
but you'll need to purchase, you know, deer or rabbit protection.
You need
some posts, presumably.
We need about 35 posts. I mean, you were saying about the height, weren't you?
Yeah,
not too chunky. And we need a bag of staples, and we'll need a roll of rabbit netting.
How do we go about purchasing them? Are you going to organise that?
With the card, we can get that from the fence people up
the road.
Bear in mind, just we have saved on trees because obviously we haven't got as many trees, so the cost of the trees is less this year because we haven't got as many. So we've budgeted for about 16 or 18 trees, we've only got 10. So.
Okay, so Mr. Clark, now how do we go about the actual purchase process?
Do we have an account with the people that we.
Not Philly, I mean, we can use our card, not with Philly Moores, we haven't got an account.
Because
we have to get the post from the fence place opposite, which we haven't got an account.
I would prefer to open accounts with both of those places.
Okay.
I think we can use the card if we can't get that done in time.
But okay. Well,
I don't think it's going to be the last time we go in there.
Yeah, because it's a separate, we're the fence place separately. Mm-hmm. Moores is a different company.
It's on the same site, but yeah. It's a different company. Yeah.
If we have 420 trees delivered for free in November, which is currently our plan, then I rather suspect we're going to be going back and buy more.
Yeah.
Get discounts as well. What about the tree protectors?
Yeah, tree guards.
That's from tree guards. Yeah. Are they from Philly Moores?
I don't know where you get those.
I don't know. I've been looking. There's none in Philly Moores. We had looked, didn't we? And there's none in, because I was looking for the big, not the little. We've got hundreds and hundreds of the little, but we need the bigger, ones that go around. And they didn't have any in Philly Moores, and unless you wanted to buy a cutting duck to go around your heart, they don't have anything like that in up at Dobies. So I've got a source. I'm still looking for a source of the tall one. So, but we'll need some of those as well, won't we?
Well, we will, otherwise we might as well not bother putting them in.
Yeah, so I'll have a look too and get some of those from.
So you've never had to buy anything?
No, because when we've put in, we've got them through the Woodland Trust, and they came with the tree guards.
I mean, you'll be able to buy them through the internet, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay.
So we know what we're doing then. We're planting at the end of March.
Yeah.
Thompson and Matthew are going to help.
Fingers crossed.
And keep us on the case to try and get the bits.
Yeah, the trees are healed in on my vegetable patch at the moment.
Right.
Because they're bare rooted when you pick them up.
Right, okay. Any other items under conservation? In which case we'll move on to MA 10719, governance matters. I need to receive the weekly inspection reports to consider any necessary actions. Have we got the
inspections were circulated? What any written comments? Have you got anything you want to add to any of the inspections? Can you that?
Not for that.
No.
The inspection for those weeks.
No. The report system itself is working okay.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. There's no vendors and not much at all.
We'll come to that next, okay. So, MA 10719B, consider any updates on vandalism in the parish.
So, can I just note that the sheet that was attached
It's got a glitch, so it wasn't picking up some of the last...
No, it wasn't,
because I tried to reload it and it wouldn't. So that's an updated one. And there are a few items on there, but not much since the last meeting, to be honest. But anyway, that's an updated list. I think the one that was loaded on the website went up to September. Maybe it looked like we had a really quiet but we actually have.
So there's only been a couple of things.
Yeah.
Empty charity box discarded in head. I wonder where that came from.
That's reported last month, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Something new.
So really, it's been quiet, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's half term, though, so we want to do it.
It's cold for them to be out.
It's been cold to play.
Okay, thank you, Claire. Right. MA 107, Governance Matters C, to consider implementing this year's programme of road inspections. This refers to the system of divvying up the roads in Melbourne between various parish councillors and having the parish councillors walk the streets in the nicest possible way to discover whether or not there are maintenance requirements, particularly cutting back hedges and this sort of thing. But I think, Claire, did you want to comment on the scope of this? Because we had a brief discussion on what should be included and what shouldn't.
Yeah, so I just think it will be helpful because there are some guidance notes that go with the inspection sheets, but it would be quite helpful to just have a really kind of standardised view of what we report, because everyone's idea of something that needs reporting is slightly different. So
at the moment, we are not asking people to report potholes. And I think I would rather that people did report potholes.
Right.
We can report them en masse from the parish office quite quickly. And it just from a layman's point of view, it seems a bit strange that you would go out and inspect all the roads but not look at potholes. You know, if I weren't a councillor or a clerk, I probably wouldn't understand why it was like that.
Yeah.
What about street furniture, road signs?
Yes, signs, bins, benches, bollards, lampposts, dodgy trees, all of it, please. The more we have.
Yeah. What would be helpful, though, is with trees and hedges, particularly, well, with anything really, it's just a photo, which makes it a little bit cumbersome.
That was a standard request.
It was,
Okay.
And that goes for pavements as well, presumably. Then,
if you can send photographic evidence of a problem in general, then please do so. Because there is a when you upload that report to the county council, there is a facility for providing that information. And my view is it makes it easier for them to understand and locate.
So I think we're agreed. Do non-parish council council representatives here have a view on this, because obviously everybody's affected by what happens or doesn't happen in terms of street tidiness.
If non-councillors want to get involved in the inspections, great, the more the merrier. We can allocate a couple of roads to you.
I mean, I think...
BM11.
I think the A10 is the best challenge. Okay, so I mean, what would be the timing for this, do you think, Claire?
Well, it probably makes sense, I suppose, to just thinking in terms of the weather at the moment, I think it might make sense to just leave it to calm down a little bit and then take stock afterwards.
I was wondering if maybe a goal would be to revamp the advice list. Perhaps we could bring it to the next meeting here. People could say, well, that we should add something, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we have a platform then to go forward.
Yeah, yeah. And then if we can look at kind of divvying up the streets so we get an idea in advance, so for the next meeting we can agree the kind of scope of the inspections and who's available.
And then maybe at a
cracking in the spring.
I don't know, the March Parish Council meeting. Yes, Mike.
Could I ask that we put an emphasis on the pavements, along with your suggestion, because the pavements are appalling.
Yeah.
Amongst the my generation, this is very critical.
Mm. Yeah, there are a number of.
I agree.
Especially at night when it's going to be nice.
The pavements are, in some places are just appalling, aren't they?
Dreadful,
yeah.
Presumably you're happy with Dennis R. recording potholes if we find them on it.
Absolutely,
travels.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when we write the guidance notes, Claire, are we going to say a potholes above a certain size, or are we going to say any potholes?
Well, so the highways have got a
definition.
They say between 40 mils, isn't it?
Yeah, from their website.
One tip apparently for if you photograph the potholes, some sort of grip,
there's a diving board on the side of
it.
Or a bicycle at the bottom.
That's right.
Tesco Troy.
Okay, so to summarise that then, we'll bring back the guidance notes or a draft of the guidance notes at the next meeting, and you can agree them and take it forward to the next parish council meeting, whenever that is.
Yes. March the 23rd.
Yeah.
19th.
Okay.
March. Oh no, parish council meeting.
Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon. Is it due at the next parish council meeting?
No, we'll bring the draft of the guidance notes to the maintenance meeting in March.
Right.
And then it'll go the next week, presumably, to the parish council.
Yeah, if there's time, and unless there's a lot of changes to make or whatever. Because I don't think there's any super rush to do it.
No.
But we just need to do it in the spring sometime.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Moving on then to cemetery matters, MA 108-19, cemetery matters. A, to consider the installation of new memorial bases.
Okay, so members will probably recall that I've been keeping an eye on this and mentioning it from time to time as the years progressed. And my initial thoughts at the beginning of the year were we may not have to put any new bases in at all this year, but now we are definitely going to have to put some bases in this year. We've already done more burials in 2020 than we did in the whole of 2019. I've got some figures in your agenda pack. I would like to buy 28 bases. And have probably three rows of new plots installed in New Road Cemetery. Justin from Harsacamps has offered to have the bases stored in his yard until such times as we want to install them. And the budget for this sort of thing for next year is £2,666. So looking at the prices in front of you, we would be well within budget, even when we take into account installation costs. So I'm asking committee's permission, please, to wait until the end of this financial year, because obviously the spend is going to come out of next year's budget.
Yeah.
But then pretty much on April the 1st, get these bases ordered and stored and agreed with Hearts and Camps at a set time for them to be installed.
Yeah. That's all sounds very good. Do you need us to formally approve that so that you can get on and do it? So this is a sort of prospective approval.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Mike?
Can I just ask you, the design of the bases that we've had goes back a long time. Can we just do a check that this is currently the right sort of base?
It is. We've done that check already.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, exactly. It's identical.
Because there was a change of design, wasn't there?
Yeah.
We've always stuck to this one particular base design, but there have been, on the odd occasion, people say, this they're on a standard base, and they actually dug up our bases and replaced them with their bases. These are the funeral people.
Yeah. If you look at the quote in the agenda pack, which is actually an email, you will see that it was sent on the 5th of February this year. Okay. So the information is current.
Right. Okay, then, so the proposal being made then is that we make prospective approval for the purchase of 28 bases plus installation at the cost as listed here, which is 477 plus back for two pallets of bases.
Yeah. Yeah. About the cost for the installation, but it's likely to be similar.
Okay, so if we say £1,000 in rough terms plus VAT.
If it turns out that the installation cost is going to be significantly more, then I will delay doing anything until I've brought it back to committee.
Okay, so can I have someone to propose that we do this? Councillor Barnes, Councillor Clark to second, carried unanimously.
Thank you. All right.
Okay. MA 108 19 Cemetery Matters B. Consider quotation for control of moss.
This is on the smaller print of the two.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
So our contractor reports that moss is an issue in both cemeteries, and he feels specialist equipment would make short work of it, and therefore the quote is in front of you.
Dennis, you and Keith did a job on the Orchard Road Cemetery a year or so back.
Yeah, and it was hard work.
Yeah, and has it grown back?
It has in certain, yeah. I mean, we never actually cleared the longer route road, but we did the main one up to the, to the newer part. And yes, there's some of it coming back, so...
So, I mean, you feel that it would be more appropriate for a contractor to do this rather than...
So he's got some specialised equipment. I mean, I was doing it with a wire brush.
Yes, you modified some sort of wire brush.
Yeah. Which worked, but it was slow. Yeah. Yeah. And it looked good afterwards, and we bleached it and put some stuff on. But you can't stop that.
Any comments?
Yeah. It's good equipment.
Will this boss come back? So he does this?
From my conversation with Justin, he definitely thinks that the bit of kit he's going to use will do a really thorough job. But yes, it will come back, I'm sure.
It's going to be a long going thing, you know.
It's a shaded area.
We might have to get him in once every couple of years or so.
Yeah, it's a shaded area.
Okay, well, it sounds sensible.
Yeah.
So can I have someone to propose that we spend £390 plus VAT to do this job?
It's actually £390 per cemetery.
Oh, so it is, yes. So it's twice that. So it's £390 for Orchard Road and £390 for New Road. Councillor Clark is proposing, and Councillor Barnes is seconding, and carried unanimously. Okay, moving on to MA 108-19 Cemetery Matters C. Consider an update on tree watering.
So this is the new plum trees in All Saints Churchyard. The advice from the tree surgeon was that they needed watering for a period of months, probably every other day. And we've been considering how best to get that done. We did get a quote from a contractor, which was £10 a visit, which would have worked out at quite a lot of money over the lifetime of, over the 6 months or so. So we felt that was a bit too much, so I didn't even bother bringing it to committee. But I am pleased to report that we've done a deal with the church hall, whereby they have agreed that we can use their outside tap. And one of their representatives popped into the office last week to show us how to do that. I don't know if that information has been communicated.
Well, I've had to look at the tap, it's just we need one of those. It's one of these.
It's got
same.
It's key ones.
I did email you after I spoke to Peter. It says six,
it's
a half quarter of
spanner. Yeah, we can do it with the spanner.
Yeah, so don't bother about buying the tap head.
Yeah.
In terms of financial arrangement, there isn't one. We're just going to owe them a favour because it's an unmetered supply. They've got no way of working out how much water we use or indeed how much water they use. So they just said.
On the other hand, we have cut down their trees and put in new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is the church hall.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's where we are, and we're ready to implement that as soon as we like.
Yep. Okay, so that sounds good. Are you guys happy with that?
Well, I think I would prefer it was left out to say it's, I mean, say it needs watering every 2 days. It's a bit blooming ridiculous watering them every 2 days at the moment, I think. I'd prefer it was left to our discretion. Obviously, it's going to become more pressing if we have a dry summer. So I think what we need to do is just leave it to this blimey going every 2 days, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I don't think we ever intended to go every 2 days.
So, I mean, with the amount of rain we've got, they're going to be flying till April, May evening, if we didn't have any more rain there.
Yeah.
So I think if we just say leave it to Dennis, because obviously it is very, I mean, if we do it, it's quite time consuming. I know it's only watering 8 trees, but if you've got to walk around. So if we're doing it every 2 days,
it's carrying the water there.
Well, I mean, as Justin said, it's probably an hour every time you do it, so that's another hour.
Yeah.
So if you just leave it to our discretion, we'll
thank you.
Think they need it.
Do we need to write any sort of letter of thanks to the board, or are we happy with that?
I think we're happy with
okay.
meeting face to face.
Okay. Good. Okay, MA 10819D, to consider a quote for works to the tree in Orchard Road Cemetery.
So this is the tree in the boundary hedge of the cemetery adjacent to number 11 Haggers Close. The resident there has complained about it more than once. So we got shy trees, we got to have a look. Their recommendation is to fell the tree. And the quote is for £594, including that. I invite the committee to consider my earlier report, which is that we've already gone over budget on trees. The next budget kicks in on April the 1st, but the question then is, are we too far into nesting season to do anything that drastic to a tree? So under the circumstances, it may be appropriate to make a deliberate decision to, you know, go over budget and get the work done earlier.
Councillor Clark.
Would it make any sense to have our experts give it the once over?
Shy trees are experts.
Well, no, I mean our independent expert, the one that does all of our assessments, and see what his view is. If we're talking about £600, would it be worth it having a look at it?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. I think we'll come up with the same recommendation.
Okay.
And they'll charge us for that.
Okay.
So, If we make a recommendation, a formal recommendation to cut this tree down, what you're saying is we don't have the money to do it, but we would need then to agree borrowing some money.
We'll essentially be borrowing from next year's budget, and obviously next year is 1st of April, which means that the expenditure would need to go off and be reported to full council as a deliberate overspend. Yeah. But if the committee think that actually, you know, April is too late, because if there's a bird nesting in that tree, then that's it, you can't cut it down.
Can I just ask, when Shire's looked at it, was there any safety aspect of this tree, or was it purely aesthetic? Because, I mean, one of the reasons you looked at it is the woman in the house is complaining it's overhanging her garden. You know, I mean, if there's no safety aspect, £600 to me seems appropriate.
So, because we originally asked him to look at reducing it, and he felt that the tree was in poor condition, and reducing it would just leave it looking wonderful.
Yeah. Well, it's a conical tree, so if you start cutting the top off, it's going to.
Yeah, so he said actually, if you're going to do work, you might as well just fell the tree.
Why people didn't do it then?
Yeah. Okay, so in order to do this properly, formal approval, we can make the decision, we can make the recommendation if it's done, subject to it being approved at full council.
You could even agree the work and then report it to full council. Depends.
Okay.
There is an item on next week's full council agenda to receive a report from the maintenance committee. This could be part of it. So if you wish, I can take this and any other tree quotes you're going to consider today off for a final rubber stamp from full council with the recommendation from the maintenance committee that the work is done before nesting season starts.
That sounds really good.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll ask for a proposal then that we make this recommendation to full council. So Councillor Barnes, Councillor Clark seconding.
Thank you. Can I just also report that there is an agenda item further down with the agenda under village maintenance matters, so it's MA 10919G, is a further quote for work to retrieve. So I'll take that one to full council as well.
Right. Okay. Okay, the next item then is MA 10819E, to consider a quotation for the removal of soil. This is a new road cemetery. This is to make good the long-standing problem of the soil store. And it's, yes, thank you. Another quote. So the Hearts and Cams have quoted to do this for a sum of 490 plus baht. I think we have previously agreed this is the route we want to take. We're going to take the soil away and start using the old soil store to put the soil in.
Pleased to report that the Jenny and I took the chain down and they're now using the Mark Rosemary's funeral. Grave diggers actually use the
old soil. That's good.
Does that quote include, because there is some soil in the old store as well, does that quote include removing the soil from the top and the soil from the, because with an unburial today, that the, if you're going to have something like they're clearing soil, it makes only makes economic sense for them to do the, because there will be now be quite a lot in the old soil store as well.
No, the quote only, it's only for
My suggestion would be, if I can make a suggestion, is that we ask Justin to clear both the, exactly with the lorry and the digger.
Yeah, well, if he would do it for the same.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be there anyway, isn't
it? Yeah, because it will. I mean, the old soil store said that it did have some in, and with Rosemary's lot and this new lot, there's getting a fair bit in there now. So.
Okay.
Do
you think this is reasonable? Yes. He just as a favour, he would just, he's got his digger down there.
That's what I mean. He's got his digger in a lorry, it makes sense for.
Okay, then, so.
Yeah, let's ask him to do that.
Yeah. So, but subject to that, we need to agree to this cost. So, someone to propose that we spend 490 plus baht to remove the old soil store from the top of a new road cemetery. It's proposed by Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor Barnes, carried unanimously. Okay. MA 10819, Cemetery Matters F, to receive any other updates and consider actions. And we've got a graphic.
Yes, this is the interpretation board.
Yeah.
So, it's Councillor Barnes' design.
Yeah, well done.
Well done.
It looks really good.
It does.
Really, really good. So, what is the next step?
There's an accompanying report that the assistant clerk has done some detective work and identified a number of grant funds that could pay for it.
Yeah.
So, if the committee are minded to, I would like a vote today if we need to, for us to get on with it, start applying.
Yeah. Do you need us to vote for you to do that?
Please, yes, yeah. And then I think this will be a project for.
So we've got various, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 possibilities. So the proposal is that we address the funding of this through grant funding using the grants as recommended here. Someone to propose that, please. Councillor Clark. Councillor Barnes, a second. Carried unanimously.
Regarding the design, I didn't put any numbers or contact details on that. I just kind of indicated who you might contact. Should I not do that, or should I do that?
What do you mean on the actual graphic?
On the bottom it says for further information, kind of contact the parish council. But there's no way of doing that particularly on there.
It just says for further information. Then it says.
Further information on archaeological finds in Melbourne's fascinating history contact, Melbourne History Group, Melbourne Parish Council, Cambridge County Council.
Melbourne History Group, probably. I mean, the Parish Council.
I think that's fine as it is. I wouldn't bother putting any phone numbers or email addresses because if they change, and they will. Then it's.
Okay, cool.
That's good.
Otherwise, I mean, well done, Beck.
Yeah, it's good.
Really nice job.
Really good.
And looking to the future, I think when we actually install this, I think it'd be quite a nice idea if we made a bit of a.
Yeah.
Do it. Yes. Yeah. Quite lovely. Yeah. Press. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Things like.
No, that's great. Really good. Well, team. It's good.
It is, excellent. Good.
Yeah. So just on the grant thing, what is the feeling? Is this going to be now a protracted business?
Well, no, I mean, we put one application in and it wasn't successful, but there's five to go for, so I think that's...
Yeah, you know, so if you get two, we put one to put up the sign and the other one in the...
Yeah.
But what would you do? Choose one and...
Wouldn't do more than one at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what I would like to check actually is because there was also the talk of the interpretation board for the orchard.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I wouldn't imagine that we'd need artwork for both to make the application, but should I make the application for both?
Yes.
Is the question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we've got two options.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's no other sites that we would want to consider as well.
No, I don't
think so. Becky looks Becky. Don't get excited.
Sorry. Okay.
Do two for free.
No, getting carried away here. Okay. Fine. So, okay, cemetery. 108 19 Cemetery Matters F, any other updates or actions that anybody wishes to raise?
Just one thing, we had during the wind at the weekend, one of the gates blew off up Orchard Grove Cemetery. But we're fairly confident we can put it back on.
We've got one of the gates at the front.
Yeah,
the gate into the wall with such force that it ripped it out of its hinges.
The top hinge, I must admit, has been remiss on the top plate where it screws into the wood has been loose for a little while, and I think what happened, we initially thought it was vandalism, but I think by the look of it, the gate's obviously swung back, it's pulled the top hinge out of the wood, and the bottom hinge just goes in the wall and then snaps. But we got the bottom hinge out, we went up to Saxon Lane and found a very nice welder up there who welded it up for nothing for us. And it's quite a simple job. Now it's all welded up, it'll be quite a simple job for us to put it back on again.
Well done. Okay. Thank you for that. Right, MA 10919 Village Maintenance Matters. Consider a report on maintenance contract reviews.
Thank you. So, our maintenance contracts are reviewed every year, and about this time of year, the chair of the committee and I sat down with the contractor, and we have agreed a change to the way invoices are delivered to us. Previously, he would just divide the annual value of the contract by 12 and send us monthly invoices, regardless of what work was actually carried out in the village. So that could and did lead to situations where there would be no grass cutting in a month, but we still have a big bill for grass cutting, which we weren't very happy with. So the arrangement has been changed, and now we will only be invoiced when work is done. So in the busy month, the invoices will be larger than usual, and in the quieter months, there might not be any invoices at all. Otherwise, life goes on, and grass will be cut, just like it was before. I'm also going to be having regular monthly meetings with our contractor, with a view to, at the start of each month, this is, with a view to understanding what the programme of work for that month is generally going to be like, what will and won't be done. It's also an opportunity for him to point out any ripped areas of the village that might be missed, or indeed for me to point out things that we want done over and above the contract. So there's sort of a two-way flow of information there. And the first of those meetings will be at the beginning of March. And that concludes the report.
Yeah, so, and I think just I would add to that that the present contract that we have with the contractor does allow, has the flexibility within it to do this. It's the way the contract was written. But I think, Madam Assistant Clerk, we will need to make some minor changes to the actual content of the grass cutting contract, won't we? Because we missed, there's some bits missing.
Yeah, there's a few.
So there are some tidying up, bits of tidying up to do.
Yes.
But the principles are fine, it's just that the actual scope of it needs to be nailed down a little bit more accurately. Okay. Okay, MA 10919 Village Maintenance Matters B, to consider a report on pest control. quote for moles and rabbits, following the discussion last time round. So I don't know if we have, well, it's a report actually. It says that a visit was made to the moor. Moles, due to catching the first one, the second one was very cautious. Time to discover.
Surprise!
Anyway, traps have now been removed and holes been filled in. I think he's given up on that. Rabbits. Previously, two sets of burrows near to the pitch have been cleared and filled in. None of these have opened up again. Traps were moved to burrows at the dead tree, but this has proved to be in an active area. All traps removed and all burrows blocked and filled. And he's invoiced for it. I don't know whether I don't have the invoice for some reason.
I think we're up to date with paying him.
Yeah, we are, because he charged per capture up to a maximum amount. So,
what is the feeling on the sort of damage? Is the damage just the same as it always was? I suppose it is.
That's pretty good,
isn't
it?
Yeah, not a lot.
Yeah, the only thing is near the
football pitches, he doesn't do
that.
Everybody complains again that there's too many rabbits. Okay, MA 10919, Village Maintenance Matters C, to consider quotations for streetlight energy. I haven't got a copy.
I just have come to the same realisation. I don't have a half copy in front of me.
It was hard to read it off because it's such small.
Yeah, the guy sent through a horribly signed spreadsheet and I had difficulty turning it into a thing.
Do we want to defer to another meeting, or is there something we need to...
He's expecting me to get back to him tomorrow.
How do we want to deal with it?
Right. Let's try seeing if I can get it up on the internet. Could I request that you just skip to the next item, then I'll try and find sure I'm getting information on the web.
Okay, so the next item is MA 1019D, to consider quotations for a CCTV upgrade and maintenance contract. This was because, as I understand it, that the CCTV in the car park wasn't recording. We needed to record, otherwise there's no point in having it there. And we have two quotes from two different suppliers to address this. One is for £480 for an annual cost. This is an annual agreement cost. So this would be a recurring cost, as I understand it.
Yeah.
And another quote for two visits per annum, £840 plus VAT.
Is that 840 per visit?
No,
that's for
two visits, right. 840. So I don't know how many visits the first quote is.
One preventative maintenance visit.
So it would be one visit.
Yeah.
One preventative maintenance visit rather than two visits. Should we try for the one visit and see how it goes?
My initial thoughts were that both the quotes were excessively high.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting to pay nearly £1,000 a year for maintenance of what is essentially a computer.
Mm. Have we asked one of the computer maintenance people that we have anyway, which is, for example, the Hub have, a company called Safeguard, who are a local company?
We haven't. Because this all came about because we had the problem with the CCTV system recently where we couldn't search because the computer was messed up and it thought it was 30 years into the future. And when we eventually got an engineer out who fixed it, but that led to a discussion about should we have a regular maintenance contract, and et cetera, et cetera. But I was with the engineer when he fixed it, and I think I could have done it just as easily. Well, we did.
Switching off.
Yeah, like all we did was plug our monitor into the box so we could see a menu, pressed a couple of buttons, and it was sorted. And any of us could do that, I think. The only problem we would have is if a fault developed with one of the cameras, then we would need, you know, we'd probably kick ourselves for not having a maintenance contract.
Do those quotes include the cameras?
Well, I think it includes everything, yeah, the entire system.
Yeah, busy inspect all camera assemblies, check brackets, assembly mountings, so the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, so...
And it's also worth pointing out that we haven't budgeted for this.
Right. How did we discover that we had a system, that the system wasn't working? Do we regularly check...
We had a request from the RSPCA for some footage. And when we went to find that, we realised that there was a problem and we couldn't search. And in the intervening time, we had two more requests. We usually get them from people like the police or insurance companies. And so there were three requests in total that we couldn't fulfil because we couldn't search.
So one way of dealing with this would be if we did three-monthly check to make sure it was working, or a month, whatever you think, just to see if we can, if the thing's recording and whether you can retrieve recordings.
Mm.
And if there is a problem, ask an engineer to go and fix it.
You mean you've got the administration rights now, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got the master password now.
Yeah.
So I can do lots of things I previously couldn't do. And it is only a computer, which is. But I'm not convinced that we're going to get, that having a £1,000 a year contract is value for money.
Okay. Well, I'll take your recommendation, I suppose.
Do you think so?
Are we agreed then to allow this to continue without having formal maintenance for the time being?
It's a gamble, and could well be Fanny's last words.
Do we know the cost of the cameras, if anything did fail?
We don't, no.
But they're not cheap, I know that.
But they won't be £1,000 either.
What about the hubs? What about the hubs?
Tech people, we've already spoken to them. Yeah. No. They're not interested. They only do the hub as a favour.
Oh, okay.
They're not very local, I think. So.
Oh, okay.
And I'm also, you know, mindful of the fact that, you know, we've already done the budget for the next financial year, and this isn't in it. So I don't want to start spending money that's not in the budget before the financial year has even started.
No, okay.
So can I request that we just keep an eye on this, and I'll bring it back at a later date if we feel it's necessary.
Fine.
I think the Chair's suggesting of monitoring it on a regular basis to make sure we can download the information. Is it a 30-day storage?
No, I believe it to be 16 days.
16
days.
Mm. That's fair. If it's just checked once every 16 days, just to check that we can recall if we need it. Just for a while.
Yeah, one of us can quickly log on.
It makes sense, and if we start to see a problem, then we're going to come back to
you. It's not a question of going out there looking at it.
We can do that remotely.
Yeah.
So we can do that from the office.
Makes sense.
That's fine. Okay. Agreed. Right. MA 10919E. To consider quotation for repair to equipment in Clear Crescent Playground.
So this is the second time you've seen this quote. It's fixing the motorbike. The first quote included removing one of the wooden posts at the top of the mound, but the wardens have since decided that they can do that, so we went back to Exceeds to see if it would affect the price. And it did, quite substantially. It's now a lot cheaper.
Okay. So the proposal is that we purchase these various component parts at a cost of £586.84. And this will reinstate the motorbike thing.
I'm assuming they're doing the work, isn't it just cost of supply and parts?
It says installation. Yes, I'm sorry, it's installed parts and installation, yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we should do it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So someone proposed that we spend £586.84 to refix the motorbike. Someone to propose, Councillor Clark. Someone to second, Councillor Barnes. Carried unanimously. Okay. MA 10919F. To consider quotations for repair to a fence adjacent to Melbourne Bowls Club.
This is on one of Justin's quotes.
Yeah.
And there are two options. If, the fence the existing fence damage is being exacerbated by the fact that there's a tree pushing the fence. So the two options are about what to do with the tree.
Has Justin discussed with you the pros and cons of this? He said remove old fencing, cut back elder. And then the second one is remove old fencing, totally remove the elder.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought that totally removing it was the answer.
Yeah.
It's a self-seed, it's not as if it's been planted, it's just self-seed in one carriage.
It's another 120 quid.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I think we're at option two.
Okay, we have budget for this, do we?
Sorry?
Do we have enough money in the budget?
Yeah, because there's a fence involved, it means I can use a different area of the budget.
Okay then, so the proposal is that we select option two of this quote, which is to remove the old fencing, totally remove the elder to ground level, install new fencing in the section damage at a total cost of £540 plus VAT. Someone to propose? Councillor Barnes, come to second. Councillor Clark, carried unanimously.
Poisoning the root, the stump?
Yes.
Advisable?
Good point, Mike. Yes. I mean, I think we asked, I don't know whether you can ask him during this job to poison the root as well.
So, looking here at the quote, it says totally remove the elder, etc.
Yes.
So, I'm going to say etc. means grinding and poisoning and doing whatever it is.
Make sure it doesn't grow back. Yeah. Good point. Okay. And finally, MA 109-19G, to consider implementation for works to a tree near Crescent.
That's not going to full council because it's tree work for which there is no budget.
Okay, that was the one you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, MA 110-19, allotment matters. Which of us is beginning to
Yeah.
Consider a report on the handling of asbestos fragments.
Yeah, we have a box now. Claire's given me a nice red box. But as I spoke to Simon, I'm having trouble getting a notice for it. The people at the road wants to charge me nearly 50 quid for a notice. Well, two notices. Because they have a minimum order of £40, evidently. And I thought that was a bit excessive, so...
Because this is unlimited logo.
Unlimited logo, so...
I have said that we'll have a word with them and see if we can get something done. But essentially the box is for holding the fit-for-purpose asbestos bags report, so, and the idea being if people find fragments of asbestos on their allotment plot, in it goes, we have it emptied properly by, you know, accredited people.
I will make a frame up to put this box in. If I leave it on the ground, somebody's going to come and take it. Yeah. So I will make a frame up and screw the box to the frame because I know it's going to disappear.
That's a nice
storage
box.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I'm making a frame up for it and put it down properly.
Well, thank you very much. I think that sounds good. And the parish council will try and organise you some signage.
Yep.
And okay, MA 110-19 allotment matters B, to consider a request from Little Hands Nursery to have an allotment plot.
Were you aware of this?
Spoke to me last Wednesday about it.
So they phoned up and they spoke to me and said that they wanted to have a plot. And I replied that I thought that was a very good idea, but I have. I'm now having second thoughts. I made it a committee to discuss.
You've got 4 and 5 year olds running an allotment. It's not the safest place in the world. There's trip hazards, there's everything. So, personally, I would be against it.
There's no plots at the moment.
But I did come up with another thought. If you could get in touch with the community of allotment to see what they have got.
Yeah.
To see if you could visit them. They're there every Friday morning between 10 and 12, I believe.
Where is that plot?
Right at the end, right at the farm.
On the right.
On the right hand side, right at the farm.
Diana Barker.
So, yeah, but she's on a, she's leaving the village.
Is she?
Yeah. Okay. She's moving to Norfolk.
Moving to a field in Norfolk.
Yeah.
Okay, does that mean that the community allotment will lapse?
I don't know. I'm hoping it won't. But there's half a dozen people go down there on a Friday morning, so I'm hoping somebody's going to take it over.
Right.
But I'll be against them having a plot of their own and 3-year-olds running around with their own ones, I'd say.
It's, well, yes, it's unlikely that they'll keep it in a good state.
Well, it's the safety aspect of it, you know.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
The council's responsible for it, and
they'd have to sign a waiver, though, wouldn't they? They'd have to sign, if it ever went to the point where we would give them the space, they would have to sign a waiver because we couldn't be held responsible for it.
They'd have to do their own risk assessment.
Yeah,
they would have to do their own risk assessment. But nevertheless,
it's risky.
With the most robust risk assessment possible,
yeah,
you've still got 3 or 4 year olds.
You've got 3 or 4 year olds
digging around.
It's not in a big pile of asbestos and everything else.
So, I'm not comfortable with it.
No, I'm not comfortable with it.
So, I think we should put them out of their misery really and say no, don't you? Mm-hmm. So, I think we are agreed that we should decline this request.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right, MA11019 allotment matter C, to receive a report from the parish clerk on insurance.
So this is a question was raised recently. I think it was from you, John.
It was.
To paraphrase, it's are allotment holders insured when they go off to places like farmers markets to sell their goods? Have I got that right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. The answer is no, they are not.
Yeah.
At least not by us. So it's between them and the organiser of the event to sort out whatever insurance is necessary. If the event is on parish council land, so for example, if the farmers market were to be at the hub or in the car park, they are insured by us.
Or for that matter, if the allotment association bring items to the village fete, for example,
yeah,
it's on this parish council land, then they are insured under
the
rate.
Because the allotments are administered by the parish council. But if you go off to say a market in Royston, that's not a real problem.
So we've got another, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's clear.
Yeah.
It was Diana Barker asked that question.
Yeah.
Has she had the answer?
I don't know. See, she goes to these Panya markets, Orwell and Falmia.
Mm.
I presume the people who run them should have their own insurance.
Or want to see the stallholders' insurance before they come in.
Yes, that's
completely nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
Right, so somebody should respond to her, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, I mean, I don't mind doing it. Or
yeah,
you,
I do it.
You do it.
Yeah,
okay, thank you. Right, any other updates or actions under allotments that we want to discuss?
No.
Okay, we'll do it.
Sorry, Barry, you did discuss with the at the AGM about the rat quote.
But we decided it's £600 not worth spending. Because we're rural, we're out in the countryside, we've got everything down the allotment for rats to breed. We've got a ditch at the back which is full of water. We've got all the vegetables on there, they're going to breed. It's going to be an ongoing thing. It's going to cost thousands really to get rid of them. You're not going to get rid of them.
No.
You've got grain stores left and right of us. So, there's everything there. They've got everything on the doorstep, haven't they?
Are you under pressure from allotment holders to do something about it?
Well, that's what I said. It's down to each allotment holders to...
to take precautions.
Yeah, but no poison.
Yeah.
We've insisted on no, but they can set a trap, but the trap must be covered.
Mm.
You know, reasonably covered, so... because we get caught in a few monk jacks at the moment.
Yeah.
So they don't fall into it. But there must be a cover over the top, but no poisons.
Okay. Right, then I think we're done with allotments then. So MA 111 and 19. pavilion matters. A, to consider an update on pavilion cleaning.
Well, it was raised at the last meeting, and actually I've just been monitoring it over the last month, and it seems to be all right at the moment, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems to be going fairly well.
Yeah, I think from memory now, the reason why I agendaed this specifically, well, apart from giving Claire an opportunity to give her a call, is to highlight to committee that because of bad weather we've been having just recently, a number of football matches have been cancelled at very last minute kind of a fashion, and it has not always been possible to cancel the cleaning that has been scheduled. So there have been and will continue to be isolated incidents where we are paying for the pavilion to be cleaned when it might not necessarily have needed it.
Okay, I think we have to take that on the chair.
Yeah,
because you can't. Otherwise, we're trying to plan something that's unplannable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Okay, MA 11119, Pavilion Matters B, to receive any of that update to consider actions.
I'd like to comment that when I walked in here this morning, it was lovely and toasty.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for whoever organised the heating. Come on, Dennis.
Is that Dennis? Well done, Dennis.
Board came on at 4:30 this morning.
You won't be here. But you didn't come over here to switch it on at 4:30. Just while we're talking about that, I mean, we've had lots of problems with the heating. Is it now? Are you happy that it's working
okay
now?
Yeah, I mean, it needed a reset last time, and that seemed to solve it.
Okay.
And then they came into service after that. So it's
okay. Down to the car.
Are we going to go ahead with soundproofing the option of? Are we going to keep that out of this at the moment?
Well, I'm not sure if it's part of the maintenance committee, but yeah, I mean, there have been various discussions just to clarify what Councillor Clark is talking about. There have been various discussions with, particularly with Groundwork, who run the youth club here, on ways in which we can improve the environment for them, because they have, you know, they have issues with certain aspects of this building that make it more difficult for them to run the youth club. And one of the issues is to do with the echoing nature of this. It's all hard surfaces, and if you've got, say, 10 teenagers in here running around, it's very noisy. And if they're doing more than one activity at a time, which they usually are, and particularly when they're, because they do, well, they plan to do some very good things like counselling sessions for teenagers, for example, and they would need somewhere relatively quiet to do that. And so they've been talking to us about doing something about reducing the hardness and the echoes that you get in here. And I think, Claire, you were looking at some options, weren't you?
Together for acoustic boards and bits and bobs.
But it's not rocket science, really. I mean, you can do it, and it costs some money. And I think we've got some money potentially available from S106 funding to do this. And we may also look at some aspects of the kitchen to make the kitchen a bit more professional and user-friendly as part of that exercise as well. Because one of the things that the youth club like to do is to teach cooking to the young people, which is good.
Thank you.
Curtain's good for absorbing. Right?
Yes, it is, yes. I mean, that's another option. Yeah. Right.
Just one more thing on the pavilion. The clock has been
vandalised.
The glass is broken.
Yeah.
And it's been dented. So will it?
I don't know that was on the vandalisation sheet there.
Oh.
This is on the vandalisation
sheet.
Obviously, will deteriorate over time, but what we do about repairing it or getting it down, I don't know.
We mentioned it at last meeting, I think, didn't we? But I don't think we decided on what to do.
We need to find a company, don't we? I think that's one of the problems.
I know.
I think the main problem is actually access to it.
Yeah.
You've got to get out. Because I think it's only the actual, that looks a big clock. It's only got a very small electrical, like one of those little power things, so it's not really
Okay.
It's access, really.
Yeah, it, I mean, I think you can get up into that little tower in the loft, but you can't get, I think, to get the clock off, you've got to get up on the roof.
Yeah, so you're right, you're probably scaffolding.
Yeah, well, you're cherry picking the press. Yeah.
Okay, before we look at the maintenance issues, MA 11219, Little Hands, has anybody any issues with Little Hands that we need to discuss?
The only thing that they've mentioned is which the children are, or the youths are throwing things onto the roof, but that's already been identified onto the thing. And I've got a meeting next Monday with the tenant, and in part of that discussion I'm going to be asking her to give us some sort of indication when she's going to do those windows that are her responsibility, because we fulfilled our part of the obligation when we put the cost of the tenancy up. We're doing everything we can, and I believe Darren is going in April.
Yeah.
I'll just need the key. There's electricity in the porch area, they haven't got to go further in, and Sharon, the manager, is going to let me have the key to where the boiler is so that he can get access to all the bits and pieces he needs. Okay. We've got the other keys on the other side, and he's going to be putting the block work up at the top of the front as well, so he can reinstate things, and he's going to reinstate everything on the roof that was ripped up by the youths when they managed to get up there. So that's where we are at the moment.
Okay.
Other than the fact that Little Hands, they are doing an awful lot of interior work at the moment. They've been gutting the place.
Yeah, the building's starting to look a bit more loved, isn't it?
It is, yes. And if we can get those windows done, I think we've all sort of met our side of the obligation.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, then. We'll move on to MA 11319, which is outstanding maintenance issues from the job spreadsheet.
Would you like me to run through these?
Just change this, please.
So, members will recall that last meeting we managed to take quite a lot of these jobs off the list. Between then and now, we've put quite a few on. So, starting from the top, Stockbridge Meadows Board Walk Railing is an update that's been considered today. So I will add that to this list, and it can sit there as job number one until it's finished. Job number two can come off the list, that's the soil store, we've resolved on that today. Job number three, Little Hands external electricity box. Is there anything further to add on this?
Well, there is, in the sense that last time I said I would try and get AJ Grabhire to take away the rubble to be when you knock the dots to bits. And they have agreed to do this for nothing, which is nice. And the status of that is that I'm waiting for Jason Asher, who runs AJ Grabhire, to give me a date to go down there, and he'll tell me then, well, if one of you guys will, I'll let you know when it is. He'll tell us where it's best to put the rubble, and he'll pick it up.
Okay. So we've got to knock it down.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, somebody's got to knock it down. I mean,
it's half knocked down anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if you feel comfortable knocking it down.
Well, we've left it to the kids, and they've let us down.
My recommendation is that you do nothing
until they
tell us what they want done. I mean, they may say, okay, but we can get a grabber onto that, and they'll knock it down.
Yeah.
But I mean, my guess is that they'll probably say, move the rubble to some position and then they'll pick it up.
Okay.
It'd have to be within the car park to get one of their
I know it's a favour, but can't miss. I'm saying to Dennis, it's 5 months since we knocked that box down.
We only asked for this last month, and I agreed with him in the meantime, but you know, he's doing his favour.
Okay, right, so
I hope that we've done this by next month anyway.
Job number four is the bin installed by the bench in the corner of Metcalfe and Palmer's Way. I've lost the will to live over this particular operation, so I don't think we're going to get any action from South Cams. It's my feeling. I don't know what committee feel, but I think we've probably gone as far as we can with this.
Take it off of this then?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Job apply the overgrown trees to the opposite the entrance to the science park, that can come off the list now. The ash tree that needed urgent attention has been felled. The recommendation for the remaining five trees is that the ivy be severed once the budget refreshes itself in April. I have no doubt you will be examining a quote for just that.
Okay.
Along with several other areas in the village.
So we can take this specific one.
Yeah. Job 6 benches on Cambridge Road, they've been cleaned, and the latest update is they need pressure washing.
Still to be done.
Right.
On the road, and the one up at Sheep's Head Row, I've located some spare
rails.
Rails, hardwood rails.
Yes. Okay.
We'll continue to monitor.
So, you said consider replacing with plastic. I mean, do you think they're repairable?
Oh yeah, it's not. Yes. It's just one slat.
Because it's like concrete end pieces and then slats in between.
Well, it's metal.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Okay. 7 then. Road sign unstable opposite Russet Way. That has been reported. I don't think we can do anything more than that, so I don't see a need for that job to stay on the list.
Okay.
Job 8's wooden posts at the bottom of Ashgrove, Rottenham requires replacement. The action was for the wardens to see if it is repairable.
We think it's repairable.
Job 10, field adjacent to Elbourne Orchard off London Way. I've met with the owner of this land. He's putting a planning application in, or so he tells me, and he wants to construct stables.
It's quite, Dennis and I had a look at there the other day. I mean, it's quite a big construction going on. I mean, all the indications are, I mean, he's hardcore down most of the field, but I mean, the hardcore is wide enough and the entrance is wide enough to have large lorries going in there, and there's a massive gate he's put up now. So
I would like
to. It looks a little bit suspicious to me, but he's actually doing it.
I'm going to take this item off the maintenance committee's hands and put it into the planning committee.
What's he going to use it for?
Stables. Well, he told me he was going to use it for stables.
With all that
hardcore, you know, he put hardcore down
for the whole thing.
But 12 feet. Thinking about it, I should have seen the planning application by now. So I'm going to put this on the planning committee's plate. Because they can do enforcement things if necessary. So that can come off the list then. So one up top here. Was that number 10?
That was number 10, yeah.
Okay, 11, fly tipping, reported again. I've not had any.
It's been done.
It's been sorted, right, yes, so that can go then. Job number 12, street light in Worcester Way, I have reported it. I don't know if anyone's noticed if anything's been done.
No. Oh, I think that's off. I think it's off now.
Oh, right, great, okay, well, we'll take that off then.
We will check that.
I did check it, it's off. Surprising.
Okay, job 13, CCTV in car park, that's now not an issue anymore, so that can come off the list. Job 14, another street light that's permanently on, again, it's been reported to South Cams, and this is it. Yeah, so we'll leave that on for now.
Mm-hmm.
Job 15, clear Crescent play area, the slide has been repaired.
Yep.
I think we're happy with the quality of the repair, are we?
Yeah, it's all been working.
The zip wire is in the pipeline. The lead time for that is 8 to 10 weeks. I was told that about 4 weeks ago. So sometime in the next month, I'm expecting Wix to get in touch with me to tell me they're coming in to fix the zip wire. So we'll leave that job on for now. Job 16, being on the riverbank.
One you did. Yeah.
Oh yeah, done that.
We've done that?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Job number 18, service for the here, has happened, been done, that doesn't come off the list.
Yeah.
Job number 18 is a bolt class fence, we've decided what to do about that, so that can come off the list, I think.
Yeah.
Job 19, New Road, Oxford Road Cemetery, is moths? No, moss.
Moss.
Yeah. Okay, we've resolved on that, so I think that's on the list too.
Mm-hmm. 20
is the watering of the trees.
We've agreed an approach for that.
You've agreed an approach, yeah. Yeah. 21 is going to full council because there's no money in the tree budget at the moment, as is 22. So they can both stay on the list. Yeah. 23, Royston Road. Hedge opposite the entrance, the back lane, that's a privately owned hedge, isn't it? We've decided.
Yeah.
That's owned by the Bury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's very insistent he won't cut it after April because of the birds. And this, it will, when I drove into the, if you look at your drive into the village, it's starting to obscure the 30 miles on the road.
So we, should we write to him?
Yeah, I'm sure I should just point out that he's doing before.
Yeah, that's right. We need to write to him and say we respect your right about the birds, but we want the traffic visibility sorted out.
Right, sorry. Okay, job 24.
Two trees haven't renamed it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, they're the trees that came down, or one of the trees that came down. That's been sorted now.
Been sorted, yeah. There is a street light which was damaged when the trees came down, which needs to go on the list.
Somebody came out and looked at that, though, didn't they?
They did. I mean, it hasn't been fixed, so. What they've done is to take the top off of it, and there's wires hanging out of the top. I expect it to be made safe.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But it needs. It's a waiting repair.
So can I ask who don't know the name or anything? Was the resident from Armingford Crescent or their place?
On Armingford.
On Armingford, right. Because I back onto that lane, and this I was just sitting waiting for a calamity in this wind. But those trees have got so much ivy in them that.
Yeah.
I mean, if the county farmer's responsibility, I would be out there clearing this ivy off.
I think, well, I spoke to the contractor who was felling the tree.
Yeah.
He was removing the tree that had been blown down and refelling another tree.
Yeah.
And my impression was that they were really responsible people, you know, they were concerned about the safety of the trees in that area. I didn't talk to him about any of the other trees.
No.
If you're concerned about it, Mike, I suppose we could ask County Farms to go and inspect all the trees up the track.
Possibly, but as I said, it was just the lower end of the lane. And the trees are right. The ivy is right up to the top of the tree, it is.
Yeah. Well, but they've been. Nobody's looking after them at all because they're fairly inaccessible.
Yeah, yeah.
The residents in Armingford Crescent have annexed part of the track so you can't get through
one end of it. Yes,
yeah. What do you think? Is it something we could ask County Farms to look at? In terms of, you know, a non-urgent inspection.
Mm. We can certainly ask. We've got a contact there now.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do that.
Right, so where are we? Job 25?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fallen tree across the river behind the field, behind the school.
Mm-hmm.
Not our land. Not even sure it's in Melbourne. I don't think there's anything we can do about that. So I think that.
No, I don't think it's more than it's away from the river.
It's down. It's like it's falling down the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not blocking the river.
Yeah. 26 dog mess has been reported to Tim, but he's away. And then 27, lastly, is the issue of the pavilion lights. We got a report that they weren't working, but we've been and inspected them and they were working. So.
We're not sure what to do. It was absolutely dark, pitch dark. It was half past seven. They weren't on. So anyway.
We checked
on them. Okay, thank you. Right. Okay, I think we're at the end of the agenda. Any new maintenance issues under MA11419 to consider?
There's just one issue I want to raise. Well, actually, yeah, it's more like the resolution of an issue rather than an issue. And that is to say, I thought the portfolio of trees that the parish council has maintenance responsibility for did quite well in the two storms that we've had recently.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Mainly we drove around expecting.
Yeah,
there was no damage.
I was amazed, really, because it was pretty rough.
I like to think that that is partly due to the fact that we've been quite diligent with our inspections, and this committee has been looking at trees virtually on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
And we've taken action where we felt it was necessary. And I think.
Yeah, the only tree that came down wasn't ours.
Yeah, yeah. And you can never explain why a tree hasn't fallen over, but I think. I like to think it's evidence that it's something else.
Good investment.
Sorry, yes.
I just say that the zip wire over there needs a bit of an oil or something, because it's not ground freely.
When you tried it.
Yeah.
So
I do like that.
Is that something you guys can look at? We'll leave it to you to have a look at that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. In which case, thank you all very much. Next meeting is the 19th of March.
Thank you.
Meeting closed.
Thank you. Fine. I'll give you some apologies for that.
And me. You put me down.
Okay. I've got a significant birthday on that day. I can leave.
You're 21.
My 50. Oh.
Apologies for listening to you on Tinder, because he didn't tell me he was on holidays.
Yeah.